East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A special sitting that could change the face of the KZN government is about to begin shortly in the KZN legislature. A motion of no confidence against Premier Thamin Dooley is on the agenda. NewsWatch's Tsinokuhle Malinga is in Pietermaritzburg.
Most of the MPLs who arrived at the KZN legislature earlier have now entered the building and are taking their seats as today's anticipated sitting is set to get underway. The House is expected to debate a motion of no confidence against Ntuli. The motion was tabled by the Umkhonto weSizwe, which won most votes in KwaZulu-Natal during the 2024 provincial elections, but failed to form a government after coalition negotiations stalled. The MK party has raised concerns about Premier Ntuli's leadership and governance. A short while ago, all members, officials and invited guests were subjected to tight security checks before entering the legislature. While most party members arrived in separately, MK party MPLs arrived together in a group, chanting songs and appearing confident ahead of today's debate. Leaders of the leaders from the ANC, DA and IFP were also seen entering the House. Once the hybrid sitting begins, the Speaker is expected to decide on the MK party's request for a secret ballot. Tsinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Pietermaritzburg.
Well, the Forum for South Africa has criticized the presidency's decision not to make public the interim report of the Madlanga Commission. The report, due on Wednesday, is expected to be handed to President Cyril Ramaphosa rather than published. The presidency has explained that it will remain confidential because the commission's work is still ongoing. But Phosa argues that taxpayers deserve transparency from a commission they are funding. The forum's leader, Tebogo Mashilo-Mobane, says the country deserves the full publication of the interim report.
Phosa therefore demands the immediate public release and full publication of the Madlanga Commission report without reductions. Transparency and accountability are not optional. They are constitutional obligations.
And Hollywood actor and director Rob Reiner and his wife have been found dead in their Los Angeles home. The city's police says they are investigating an apparent homicide after the 78-year-old and his 67-year-old wife Michelle were discovered by a family member. It's reported they had stab wounds. The couple's family has described their deaths as tragic. Reiner has directed classics such as This Is a Spinal Tap, Stand By Me, and When Harry Met Sally, after starring in the trailblazing sitcom All in the Family. Now, the top story this hour, a special sitting that could change the face of the KZN government is about to begin shortly in the KZN legislature. A motion of no confidence against Premier Thamin Dooley is on the agenda, with MPLs expected to start debating it shortly. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.